From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. The nominating committee for the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority, East, has made its selection to fill a slot on the levee board. They voted 7-3 a week ago to renominate Paul Kemp, a geologist in the Coastal Ecology Institute at LSU, whose current term is expiring. The ball is back in Governor Bobby Jindal's court. He can accept or reject Kemp's nomination or ask the state Senate to consider it. And the fate of the levee board's lawsuit against oil and gas companies over damage to coastal wetlands hangs in the balance. Bob Marshall, reporter with The Lens in New Orleans, has been following all this. Hi, Bob.
How are you, Amy?
I'm very good. Thanks for being with me. You were watching this nomination meeting. What did the vote for Kemp swing on?
Well, it swung because there was no other candidate available at that time. At the previous meeting, there were three candidates for two spots. One of the spots was an at-large spot, which meant the committee had to send two names to the governor. The other spot, Kemp's spot, is for a scientist or engineer, and the committee must send just one. Of the three candidates the last time, one was Paul Kemp, who was an incumbent. The other was Jeff Andrews at an at-large berth, who Governor Jindal had appointed specifically to reject the lawsuit. The third person of the applicants was a guy named Mark Morgan, who's an engineer out of Baton Rouge, who also is disinclined to vote for the suit. He had served previously on the West Board. The first time the committee met to consider these two open spots was about 2.5-3 weeks ago. And they sent Kemp up by one vote. Then they sent Morgan and Andrews up for the other spot. And everyone said, well, okay, it's over with. But then the committee chairman, Jay LaPere, discovered, I think from news reports actually, that they needed a majority of the whole committee. This committee, this nominating committee, is 11 people. And at that meeting, they just had a quorum. And so they needed to come back and redo it. So when they came back, there was really only one name to consider, and he was the only one qualified for the spot. So it was kind of anticlimactic.
Mm-hmm. So ultimately, though, the nominating committee went with a permutation that would allow the lawsuit to continue. And it sounds like that was really the issue that this vote hinged upon.
Well, yes and no. I hate to speak for any of the committee members. In fact, this committee is an independent committee made up primarily of professional engineers and people in academia teaching engineering. It's designed to be totally independent, not involved in politics. And frankly, this was never an issue until the board filed the lawsuit. The idea of suing the oil and gas companies really upset many of the politicians in the state. Who think this is the wrong thing to do. It's the wrong industry to attack. They think that the board overstepped its authority. And since then, every meeting of this nominating committee, every time there's an opening, really becomes a de facto political test. And so at this last meeting, several of the members said, look, why are we even discussing this lawsuit? We're not here to discuss politics. Nick Altiero, who is the dean of the engineering professor from Tulane University, who's on this committee, said, I'm not qualified to be here because you're discussing politics. I'm only here. The only reason I'm on this committee is because I know something about engineering and engineering qualifications. Mm-hmm. Let's just discuss qualifications. I don't want to hear about the lawsuit. But several other members, including the chairman of the committee, felt that that the board was not doing its job by getting involved in lawsuits, as did a couple of other members, and they spoke openly about it. But the rest just either didn't speak or said, let's not discuss politics, let's only discuss qualifications. And their point was that Paul Kemp, one of the foremost coastal geologists in the state and an expert on storm surge and coastal wetlands ecology, was clearly qualified to maintain his seat. And that's how it all shook out.
The legislature did pass a law last session to make it illegal for the levee board to file such a lawsuit against oil and gas companies. That law is currently being challenged, and so the lawsuit that the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East filed in July of 2013 is apparently stuck in a holding pattern. And it appears that it'll live on as long as Paul Kemp is on the board.
Yeah, until it's, no one really knows. There's no legal precedent for this. The governor really is under no timetable to act, to approve or reject Paul Kemp. He can just sit there and do nothing, but then that defeats his own purpose. He could send him to the full Senate when the Senate comes back into session, hoping they would reject him. But all that would do is start this whole process over again. And there's nothing in the law, and I've been reading it, that says they would have to pick someone else. They could just say, well, you know, we're sticking with Kemp. He's the most qualified. Here you go again.
Could this dispute just end up carrying over to the next governor?
The governor might, in fact, get a chance to get a majority on the board if there's a vacancy that requires two nominees. If it's a seat that requires two names and there are two qualified people and one of them doesn't support the suit, well, then the governor could get the majority he needs then.
Does the makeup of the board have any bearing on its ability to oversee the levee system?
Well, I think it does. I mean, you have to have the right people there. It's important to keep people in, on that board who understand the issues, who have a scientific or engineering or professional background, but also have the time involved to devote to this. It's quite a job, and finding applicants for the open seats, it's always a challenge. And you know, if you just get someone, a political appointee there, just to vote no for a lawsuit, but doesn't understand the issues, doesn't show up, then the whole area is at risk.
Bob Marshall reports on environmental issues for The Lens in New Orleans. Bob, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.